Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's dive into a trending report this morning. They're saying this could be the biggest Memorial Day weekend of all time at the box office.
Oh.
Two biggies being released today. The first one is the Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. The eighth in the series. Possibly the last?
I don't know.
Probably.
He just said he's going to be making movies into his 80s, 90s, and maybe 100. So.
I mean, if it's another one of these movies that crosses the $1 billion mark eventually, there'll be another one.
Why wouldn't he?
Makes enough money.
There will be another one. And for the kiddos, we gave away passes to this one. The new Lilo and Stitch movie is coming out.
Oh, that's right.
Honestly.
Which looks really good.
It looks really cute, dude.
It looks cute.
I'm way more excited for that one, honestly. That's just me, though.
Yeah, but I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more your speed.
It is, yes.
Jumping from airplanes and stuff. Yeah.
Stitch is the best character in Disney, probably. I love him. Like, he just makes me smile. Everything about him.
Oh, so, that's
and this
cute.
Live
him
action, I'm excited to see what it's going to look like.
It looks really well done.
It'll
be good. Very, very realistic looking. Justin Baldoni withdrew his subpoena of Taylor Swift in the legal dispute with Blake Lively. Sources are saying that Swift voluntarily handed over any requested documents that the team needed, negating the subpoena, so she was unsubpoenaed. And then what else is going on with this? I was reading something about how Taylor Swift says that she wishes she never met Blake Lively.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, Blake is drama.
You know what? It's just getting so intense. Like, this feud is just...
I was hoping Tay-Tay would have to show up to court.
I know. I think it's also funny how, you know, she has been such a big actor for so long that you always kind of like build these people up as like, oh, I bet they're nice and they'd be so much fun to meet. Blake sounds like she sucks.
Yeah,
like
she seems
like she is not a fun person
Diva
to be around.
Status.
And then like Ryan Reynolds, though, on the other hand, is so funny.
Yeah.
So kind, like Canadian nice, you know, so kind. What a weird little matchup.
It confuses me.
It does.
I'm confused about the whole thing. And
me
I
lay awake at night thinking about this whole thing.
I just want everyone to be friends. I do. I just want everyone to get along.
I don't want everyone to fight.
I know.
Why are we fighting? another big release today, the HBO documentary called Pee-wee as Himself is out today.
Oh.
It explains Paul Rubens explaining how he came up with the name Pee-wee. Now, if you don't want to tune in to watch the entire documentary, I'll tell you. As a kid, he had a little tiny harmonica that said Pee-wee on it. It was a Pee-wee harmonica. He also knew this kid in his neighborhood that was crazy, really loud, kind of a nutty kid, and his name was Herman.
Oh.
Bada boom, bada bing. He pieced the two together, and the rest is history. Pee-wee Herman.
I love those stories behind why things are the way they are, you know?
I mean, never have guessed. The Pee-wee was the name of a harmonica.
Yeah.
And that's how he got it. I found that kind of interesting.
But I tell you what, if I ever saw Pee-wee on a harmonica, he was who I would think of immediately.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good job.
And one final thing before we toss it to you, Katie. An Australian punk band called Private Function released a scratch-and-sniff vinyl LP that smells just like Gwyneth Paltrow's candle that she had out not too long ago.
Oh, my gosh.
That had a particular scent to it.
Why are we doing
this? If you know what I mean. The LP was a little cheaper than the candle. It was $100. Unfortunately, Josh, you can't get it. It's sold out now.
People are buying it.
The fact that it's scratching.
Gwyneth Paltrow's was so popular.
Wait, does it smell like her or just in general?
Hers, I think, was
it
the big...
It smells like hers?
Yeah. That was the big pull. I mean, that was a whole story behind it.
So now how do you get that particular smell?
I think Chris Martin of Coldplay had to come up with it. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Chris Martin's like, yeah, that's it. That's it. Absolutely.
Exactly.
That's it.
Science.
Spot on.
All right, what's going on locally?
Okay, well, go Nuggets! They have a new head coach.
First time
in almost 10 years. Well, yeah, because he was the interim head coach after they let go of Mike Malone. But David Adelman got the official nod yesterday. The team announced it. And I absolutely love him. I think that this is a good move for the team.
I love his bangs.
It's funny because he does look like the mad character.
From the Mad Magazine a little bit.
He does, and people poke fun at that. But this guy's got a basketball mind. I mean, his dad was a huge NBA coach back in the day, and he followed in his footsteps. And
he stepped up.
Funny. Like, when I had to do all the Nuggets coverage when we were in the playoffs, I actually got to sit in on a lot of his press conferences, and that guy is witty and funny, and he takes accountability for things, mm-hmm. which I like in coaches and athletes.
He seems like a good guy.
He is.
But I'm not
again,
a big sports guy.
The funny part, because people throughout the playoffs were asking him a lot, you know, are you talking to your dad? Are you asking your dad anything?
Yeah, Rick.
Again,
Rick Adelman's a Hall of Fame coach,
Hall of Fame
by the
coach,
way. Yeah.
And he didn't miss a beat. He's like, and my mom. So
aww,
it's just,
cute.
He is
it's
really
cool
funny,
dude.
And he just has this era about him that you want him to succeed.
Well, dude stepped up for the playoffs.
He did.
So,
he
I mean,
did.
It's kind
he
of
did.
A natural transition. And
yeah,
he looked, the team looked good. So.
Plus, right now, OKC
and
is.
His bangs. He's
yeah.
got really good bangs.
OKC yeah. is one of the teams that like has one of the best favorites, if not the favorite team to win it all. And he took him to game 7
he
as
did.
An interim head coach. So,
yeah,
future's
exactly.
bright for the Nuggies fans. We're
but
excited.
You're right, Jer. Best bangs in the NBA.
Best bangs in the
for
business.
Real. For real. Okay, did you hear about the potential measles exposure out at DIA?
Uh-oh.
Oh,
my
this is
goodness.
A different one. I heard about the Shakira concert one.
That was in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. This is DIA. So, the uh-oh. Traveler landed at the international terminal of DIA on Tuesday last week. So, this is May 13th. But then they went to the Quality Inn and Suites down at DIA there for the night. And then May 14th, uh-oh. They returned to DIA and boarded a domestic flight. So,
oh,
they're
itchy.
Looking into all these places
sorry
and
enough.
The places he was in between just to make sure. Because obviously, this is a really big deal.
This
so,
is why I bring Lysol to my hotel rooms.
As
and
you
I
should.
Hose everything. Down
as you should
everything.
Exactly and so they're saying also if you were in any of these places in these time frames from May 13th to May 14th or 15th well. You may want to contact the folks in charge here
is this even if you've had the vaccination probably not
I don't know I think they're saying just 80. Like they're trying huh. to just track it down you know what I mean they're trying to do their due diligence so they're contacting everybody so
yeah the Shakira yeah. story was somebody showed up to the Shakira concert with measles and partied like down in the mosh area
oh no
I just couldn't miss it
they were moshing at Shakira
oh,
but
shaking
yeah,
their
was,
hips everywhere
yeah at the concert exposing everybody to the measles
oh
that's yucky
that is
no.
yucky
yeah, yeah right here at DIA all right, too
I'm gonna go get a second measles
you
shot.
Should exactly go
just
get
in
a,
case
go get a booster.
Yep.
So Colorado Governor Jared Polis unveiled the renderings for a pedestrian walkway.
Oh, how much is this going to cost
I
us?
Know, right? Probably a lot. It's going to connect the Capitol building to Lincoln's Veteran Park, and it commemorates the state's 150th birthday. So that is next year.
Is it necessary?
It commemorates the state.
Yeah,
from
no.
what I hear, we're
well,
in big debt.
We are. They're going to have...
Who's paying for it?
Looks like the state.
How
I'm
is
gonna
a state
have to go
in
back
debt?
In.
I have a like genuine question. How are you... What do we owe?
Crickets.
I don't know.
You have to get
owe.
On Google, buddy. I don't know. It's millions yeah. of dollars in debt.
That's so weird how a state is in debt. Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. The country's
it's
in
expected
debt.
Well, our
to
country
be...
makes sense because we're dealing with other countries. What is our state dealing with?
Well,
yeah.
there's
like,
a
we
lot of
Utah?
Issues that I don't want to get into because I'm not going to make it political this morning.
Yeah, there is a lot of state
so
things.
So do your own research.
Government things going on. But
part
this...
of it could be the $100,000 marketing plan for the 16th Street Mall
yep.
to remove the name Mall. That yeah. could be part of it.
That's a big one.
Just saying. And that's all one. I'll say because I don't want it to get political.
Okay, well, this is an 11,000-foot walkway, so I imagine it's going to cost
moly.
Something.
Unnecessary. Not necessary.
Expected to be completed next summer, so yeah. All right. It's going to have all kinds of viewing platforms, sculptural monuments, newly commissioned artwork, play elements, and learning and storytelling opportunities. So, a little bang for your buck, Jer.
Okay.
Okay.
Storytelling.
Okay. Jer, we need.
Yes.
This is what we need.
And, okay, maybe this will make you happy. I have more downtown news. They may be doing away with some of those one-way streets.
Hey, now this is where the money needs to go
yeah,
to.
Yeah, we were just talking about this yesterday, I believe.
We were, because we turn on the wrong streets.
Yes, the one-way streets are a little confusing. They always have been for me, and they're looking at the big ones first, Arapahoe and Curtis, those kinds of streets downtown, but going to take about 20 years, too.
What?
Yeah, so it's
oh
going to take
gosh.
Some time, because they have to figure out how to do it with the bike lanes and how they would widen the streets and whether or not it's even, you know, feasible to put these streets as
dang.
A two-way street. So it's the Downtown Denver Partnership, and they actually have a survey open to the public. You can give your input about this, and it's right there on the partnership's website. But yeah, I am for this. I think especially
it's time.
Those two ones I named, Arapahoe and Curtis, we could easily make those two-way streets. streets. Like, there's no way we just need to be going one way down those.
What we need to do is just put a giant pedestrian walkway over the entire city is what we need to do.
You know what? It would probably work, though. It would probably work. We talked about this story not too long ago as well, and the Colorado Attorney General, Phil Weiser, is coming out and warning people those social AI chatbots, they pose dangers to kids.
Your daughter has a chatbot friend.
Little Arlo, apparently, is not a good idea.
We talked about this, and you poo-pooed it.
Now, well, here's the thing.
You poo-pooed the dangers.
Because now, they're talking about kids, and I feel like they're talking about the younger generation of kids, because the main reason they're saying it is because we need to be able to teach our children how to be good people, how to talk, how to make eye contact, all the stuff we probably take for granted.
It's part of
it, something that an AI, something would not teach them. I don't mean to brag about Zoe, but she's a great kid.
Heavy eye contact.
Here we go.
She's like a weird gaze.
Heavy eye contact.
She knows how to talk to people. She doesn't ignore people. She does not put her head in her phone when adults are around and ignores them.
She's incredibly personable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great kisser, too. Really good kisser.
Okay, no.
She brings it. She brings her A game.
Not bad.
Too tonguey sometimes, but she's a good kisser.
I'll tell her to work on that.
AI taught her something there. I'll tell you that much.
Well, the person who's talking about this, so it's the MSU professor Sam Jay, and he's studied artificial intelligence for years. He's also the school's executive director of online learning, and he's a dad to three kids. So he says these little AI, you know, friends that people are downloading, they're looking to them too much. So these should not replace friends. You know what I mean?
Obviously.
Your kid still needs friends. Yes. And so we need to make sure that our kids are out there, you know.
Have you seen a media party, like the whole touch grass thing?
They're actually talking to other people.
And I told you the concern is that the AI chatbot will start to influence these children so much that they'll listen to anything that it tells them to do.
Well, did you see that Google just released that artificial AI, or intelligence, the AI VEO3?
No.
So VEO3, it's the most realistic. And now the people that are created in the AI are telling us humans, give us a better story. Don't always kill us off. Like, they're creating their own, like, people that are having emotions and giving you emotional responses to the stories that you are making for them. And they want better lives in the AI.
It's the creepiest, scariest thing I've ever seen.
I read that story.
They actually programmed that AI to be like this.
It's AI. But I'm saying, like, imagine if it gets to that point where they start having their own emotions.
It's coming. Yeah, it's coming.
Dude, it's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
It's
so
scary.
I think the scariest part is when kids
just unplug it.
When kids are on these iPads and out there with these, you know, AI friends by themselves, and they don't have parental supervision. And I think people aren't realizing how prevalent that is. Like, yes, there are a lot of good parents who limit screen time and make sure their kids aren't getting on sites that are not beneficial for them. But the amount of kids who are out there all willy-nilly on the internet right now, and
there's a ton of them. We have to monitor it constantly. We're not even doing that good of a job at it.
I'm guilty. Oh, my gosh. When Zoe actually became an adult and told me some of the things she saw on the internet while I was responsible for her, I was like, oh, that's not good.
She's like, yeah, Mom, you were in the other room.
Let me see that. Let me see.
That's a bad mom move right there. I was pretty disappointed in myself, so I'm so guilty with it as well.
Well, if you do even basic innocent searches, sometimes something will pop up.
So just this is a story I think we definitely need to be paying attention to. And one more coming out of Buena Vista. There's an affordable housing fight going on there. And it's not a fight's probably a pretty extreme word, because both the city and the people who are in charge of this little endeavor, they're really trying to work together to bring an affordable housing solution to the Buena Vista area. Mm-hmm. So it's really expensive to live in the mountains. Anybody who's never lived in a mountain community, I mean, you think it's expensive to live in Denver. Well, they need everything brought to them in the mountains. So even the goods are a lot more expensive. But the affordable housing thing's been going on for a while. And now they're looking at shipping containers to be used as a house. And they've already done it, actually. They've got shipping container communities up there.
Yeah.
But we were
talking. They look kind of cool. Once they're done, they put little porches on them and they cut windows into them. Like, they're really neat looking, like industrial style.
Insane.
They're cool looking.
How neat they make them look. But again, the affordable part, like, the cheapest one you can get up there, which is like 300 square feet, $1,100.
I feel like that's cheap.
That's pretty cheap, Katie.
Is that not expensive?
That's funny. I was just looking at housing up there, and they're like
600,000
plus for houses up there.
I know, but 300 square feet. That's like this and that room, right? $1,100
bucks?
$1,100
bucks. That's nothing. That's
month.
Well, you didn't add the month.
You didn't say that.
You just said $1,100.
I'm like,
I'm sorry.
That's like
dirt cheap.
I'm going to
buy 10 of them and rent them out.
Yeah.
$100 a month for 300 square feet.
She looked at us like we were crazy. I was like, $1,100 is cheap.
It's a shipping container house for $1,100?
You are fighting this red fight, though. You don't know.
A month. All right. Yeah, that's
a month. But again, for the mountains.
I know.
Yeah, beautiful scenery.
Yeah, you pay for that.
That sounds pretty good.
Live in a tin can.
And you don't have any, are they stacked or are they individual
right
units?
Right now they're individual units.
And you don't
so
share a wall with anybody?
Yeah.
That's pretty good for the
mountains.
I think
some of them you share walls, just not ceilings and floors and whatnot. But still, I mean, it is a great way
bad.
For them to be able to bring some housing into the area that people can afford. For that, I tip my hat to them because
I'm
they
surprised
said,
they're building, honestly.
Well, even
because
the
water rights issues up there are insane. They had a hiring freeze up, or a building freeze up there because they couldn't bring water in from anywhere.
And that's kind of, Buena Vista, the town officials were like, we appreciate this company or these people who are trying to spearhead this because we need to think of creative ways to make it happen.
Do they have no faucets in there?
Creative.
It's just
no, I'm pretty sure they have running water and everything. Huh, it's just a little bit more mandated, right? So I just thought it was extremely interesting and happening right here in Colorado.
All I know is I'm going to be zipping around this weekend. I might make my way up there because there's a couple breweries I want to go to up there. Maybe I'll sneak by and take a picture of these $1,100 units, all right?
You should, and then post it.
I'll
yeah,
send you a
be
picture.
Like, we were talking about this.
All right, there you go.